Once the dark come in Country Island, they come in. Why don't you folks go on out and play? Somebody's watching us. And always, that's all they would say. Somebody was watching us. It, you know, they felt like somebody was watching them. And they just wouldn't play outside. If they went up to the lightkeeper's place, you either had to walk them up bay or the lightkeeper would walk them home. They felt it. They felt it. They never ever seen nothing, but they, like my kids, just wouldn't play outdoors. I mean, on Flynn Island, they were out playing all night. You know, 2 or 3 hours in the nighttime around the light, and that the light give you a nice bit of light, eh? That they could play out playing with the dogs or out kicking ball around or whatever, eh? But no way they wouldn't go out on cross on Country Island. Wouldn't go out at all. They just were never. Well, I was never comforted on Country Island. So I gotta tell you the truth. I'll tell you, 2 o'clock in the morning, foggy, and that walking down that boardwalk, it was a long walk. And I felt it too. It was just the same as somebody was walking along behind you. A dog would feel it. I'd like to know how many times a dog would run ahead of me and stop, and the old hair would come up on its back and it'd growl. That happened. I don't know how many times that happened.
Did you ever have anything happen in the house you lived in?
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget that. They had taken me up, my wife and daughter had taken me, had drove me up to Whitehead. And when I got there, discovered I had forgotten to bring any meat. I was all home in the freezer. So she went home, she said, well, I'll bring it up, you know, to you. So anyway, when she brought it up, it was a nice, beautiful day, so I said, you might as well come out and spend the night, and I'll take you back the next day. So anyway, the little girl, I only had my own bunk, eh? So Denise, she stayed up with Ardeth and Vern because they had bedroom set up. So that night, I didn't hear it that night, but anyway, I guess it was around 3 o'clock in the morning, Ethel heard something come in the basement. So she thought there was something wrong. Vern was coming to call me. So anyway, she heard the footsteps come up the basement steps, heard the door open at the basement, eh? And steps coming across the kitchen. Up the hallway, eh, and walked by our bedroom, went down, looked into the other two bedrooms, come back, stopped at our bedroom, and went on out to the kitchen and out to the basement again. So she thought it was Vern, eh, but she kind of thought it was funny, eh, that he didn't speak, and she was so nervous then she wouldn't turn around to look. So the next day I come to find out it wasn't Vern. Whatever it was, you know. Another night we're all watching television. And all of a sudden, this crash come in the basement. And she said, there, you left the basement door open and Ardeth's cat got in. So I went down to check, and the basement door was locked. And there wasn't a thing out of place whatsoever. Not a thing. I thought it would, like, the cat might have knocked down some pipes, so I had a rack of pipes and stuff into it. Thought the cat hadn't. There wasn't a thing out of place. But there was four of us in the house that heard the racket. But there wasn't a thing at a place whatsoever. The door was locked. So you tell me.